Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bird Show.
All right, we're going to need the voice disguiser for. We're going to call her Melanie here. Good morning, Melanie. You're on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Your voice is completely disguised. There's no way anybody that can recognize it, okay?
Thank goodness.
Well, tell us, give us all the details about your husband's proposal here, because to us it kind of sounds a little on the crazy side, but maybe there's something here we're not getting.
Well, when I found out that I was pregnant, you know, everything in the beginning was okay, or it was actually great. And then the further along I got, the less attracted it seems that he has gotten to me. It's like I try to start it, and he'll get up, or he'll roll over and go to bed. I'm tired, or make excuses not to have sex. And then I keep trying. I try different things, and it still doesn't seem to work. It's like he'll start arguments. He'll want to do things away from the house to stay away from me. Find things to do, hang out with his friends, and then I get jealous because he's been hanging out with his friends more than me. And he's like, I'm a man, I need my space. I can understand that, but it's like through the whole pregnancy, I don't really have, we're not together that much. He works a lot. He finds side jobs on the weekends. And I'm clueless. I don't know what to do.
Before the pregnancy, was he acting like this, or was this just since you got pregnant?
Just since I've gotten pregnant.
And he hasn't come clean with you and said, I mean, because in your email it says you've gained 50 pounds with his child and he doesn't want to, make love. You're assuming it's the 50 pounds. Has he said that?
No, he has not.
Okay.
Have you talked with him about, I mean, I know you say he starts arguments, but I'm just curious, have you ever had a conversation with each other about your concern for your sex life and his response?
Yes, I have. And then it's like I'll end up blaming it on him and he'll end up blaming it on me, and then it'll just end up starting an argument.
When he blames it on you, what does he say? If it's not the weight, what is it?
He says that I don't talk to him. We're actually talking at the moment. He says that he thinks that I'm holding a grudge or holding on to something that has happened in my past. And I don't understand where he's coming from. I'm not holding on to anything. He thinks it's the way I was brought up. I mean, it's different things like that he'll bring into.
Is he frustrated with how much? Or
how much?
Like quality or quantity is his complaint?
Quality.
Now, because, I mean, for somebody to say, to bring up something from your past, there has to be something consistent you've been doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, That's an awful deep response to you to say, well, you're holding on to a grudge. It's something from your past. What is he talking about?
You know, I have no clue. We've sat and talked about it, and then it's like he'll end up saying something else, or bring something else into it. It's not like anything that I can really pinpoint and say.
The second layer of this whole thing, because obviously you guys are having some communication stuff, issues going on, but when and how does he say to you, why don't we bring another woman into the bedroom and maybe that'll make everything okay?
Well, I mean, we've talked about it before I've gotten married. Before I have another child. Before I've gotten married, before I got pregnant with the first one, we've kind of talked about it. And then when we first got together, he was like, that's one of the reasons why I got with you, because you said something that you would be interested in another woman. And then I got pregnant and we got married, and then put that on the back burner. That wasn't one of the things that I wanted to pursue in our relationship.
Because you had become a mother at that point, you just felt differently about that.
Exactly.
Okay, it makes sense to me. Total sense to me.
But you were already a mother when you married him.
No.
Okay.
So in,
we had a child, and then we got married a couple months later. But that is his child. Both of my children are his.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. In your past, there is a history of threesomes.
Yes.
And you
know, just a couple. You know, in Panama City, drunk one night.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Something like that. But
you
no,
can't
I mean,
be
I
held.
Really,
you can't be held accountable for anything that happens in Panama City.
Yeah, see, or Vegas. Yeah.
Exactly.
Or Vegas. It's like it never happened at all.
I don't mean to go back just for a second, but you said both of the children are from him, right?
Correct.
Did he treat you this way when you were pregnant the first time?
Not as much, but a little bit, yes. I could see that he was a little standoffish.
I wonder what if he's just got issues with having sex while you're pregnant. Like, some men freak out about that. Like, they think they're going to, like, hit the baby or, like...
I will be honest with you, and this won't put me in a really fantastic light with a lot of our listening audience, but I didn't enjoy it that much. Stacey didn't either. We both were really kind of like...
Weird.
Yeah, I mean, I think we did it because we both had needs and we had to do it, but I wasn't a big fan of it, I got to be honest with you.
For what reasons? Like, were you freaked out that there was a baby in there?
Yeah, I guess, you know... I suppose so. I think that and just, it's difficult. I'm not real good at it, even under the best case circumstances.
Maneuvering around a big belly is kind of hard. Or?
Yeah, and you're sensitive because she's not comfortable in to begin with. And I just didn't find a lot attractive about it. She didn't find a lot about it attractive about it either. And there was nothing sexy about it. There was nothing sensual about it. I know a lot of guys love it. And I know a lot of women loved being pregnant. But we both found nothing sexy about it whatsoever.
I've also heard that your boobs swell up and get really big, but it's kind of like for naught because they hurt.
Yeah, it's God's cruel joke that he makes these big, beautiful breasts, I mean, for you for 9 months, but it's so painful for your wife that you can't really enjoy him. It's God's cruel joke.
Now, Melanie, do you think any of that is part of the reason? Or, I mean, like, I'm still confused, I think. By, you know, what his... Because I really don't think there's been communication between you of what the issues are. Like Jen said, it could be something innocent instead of him judging you.
Uh-huh. You know, I really don't know. It's like, I mean, he says that I don't communicate. I try to communicate all the time with him. I tell him about what's going on, and then when I talk about it, he doesn't want to listen.
So when did he decide that bringing this other woman in was going to be a good idea?
I mean, from the very beginning. And then it's been like that. And I think he's got that in his head that, you know, that's not something that I really want to do. You know, I mean, I'll consider it, yeah. But it's just, I think that one of us will end up just being jealous, you know, or, you know, he's touching her or she's touching him. And it looks like he likes it more or she likes it more. You know, and it's just not something that I really want to do.
So, if this is something that came up even before you were pregnant, right? You said that.
Right.
So, is it important that this experience happens while you are pregnant to him, do you think?
No, I think that, you know, we actually went over to a friend's house a couple nights ago, and they were just like, oh, I can't wait till you get back down to your size so we can do this officially. You know, I think that he would feel more comfortable if I was not pregnant.
Do what officially?
Yeah, do what officially? Yeah, it sounds like he's making a deal for you.
No, I mean, being with another woman, you know. I mean,
and this is in front of friends of yours?
Yes, well, friends of his, yes.
Are they swingers?
Yes.
Are you guys, I mean, have you...
Have you agreed to be with this couple?
No, I haven't. He kind of put it up to me and just said, oh, yeah, when you're not pregnant, we're going to be with that couple. I'm like,
it's like you're like some kind of sex slave or something.
Yeah, first of all, I think, I mean, you've got, I don't know, the communication between, I mean, because you said, well, they're his friends, not mine. Well, I mean, you're together, so you assume that, you know, friends are your friends.
It's very disrespectful.
Did you know he was a swinger or wanted to be a swinger when you married him?
Yes, I did. Mm. And then he knew that I was kind of up in the air about it.
So
this
anybody?
Sounds like this is something that's been going on since the day you guys decided to get married, or since before that even.
Uh-huh. But he didn't really happen, or he didn't really talk about it too much. He kind of talked about it here and there. when before I had the baby. And then when I had the baby, he started talking about it a lot more.
Look, your attitude changes once you have a baby and you become a mom. I mean, in a lot of cases, things that might have been discussed before, ways you felt about some things, were cool then, but the reality of a baby and being a mom changes things.
Like we were just talking about Stacy and the motorcycles.
Yeah.
Like something totally unrelated. Bert was saying that, you know, Stacy is a big fan of Harleys and likes riding motorcycles, and nothing would be hotter to her than Bert pulling up on one of those, you know, crotch rocket things, motorcycles, wearing a leather jacket. But they made a decision when they had the baby that neither of them would do that because you have a baby now. Yeah.
But it's the difference
totally
is...
totally different world.
They're not making a decision together. Like, your original email talked about finding another woman. Well, first of all, I'm not a swinger, and I don't condone action within a committed relationship. So I am not, going to condone that or help you with that. What I do think, though, is that there is a problem between the two of you, like Jeff just said, and like we've said, swingers, whatever, if it makes sense to you guys, then, you know, great for you. But the thing is, I don't think that you are a part of that with him. Like, you're not working together.
Right. I mean, and I told him that, you know, that's not something I really want to do because I'm a mother. And he's like, you've changed. I don't understand why you don't want to do something like that.
Well, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier this morning with Crash's new girlfriend, like, you know, trying to curb his crazy behavior. It's the same thing. Like, you kind of married him thinking, oh, well, he'll grow out of that. He'll change. Yeah. He won't want to be a swinger anymore once he marries me because he'll love me that much. But that's still there. He was that person before. He's that person now. And now you're upset about it because you maybe entertained the idea before and now you're not anymore. But you're upset that he hasn't changed with you. You know what I'm saying? Which you have to do, and you have to make sacrifices in a couple, but you knew about this before it happened.
Right.
I mean, you knew this
was
coming.
And you participated.
Coming.
I mean, you were that person, too.
Hey, Selena, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning, guys. I don't know who pushed their crazy buttons,
but they really need to deactivate them. The problem with this is the fact that they're at different stages in their life, and they need some deep therapy. I think that the fact is when you start off a relationship, they were both single, and maybe they were at different stages. You know, when you get older, your life cycle changes and your expectations of life changes. When they met, she was in Panama City doing threesomes and getting drunk, and probably he was at the same stage. But now she's a married woman, pregnant, and she wants to settle down. I see nothing wrong with that except for the fact that he's probably still back there in Panama City trying to get his freak on.
Well, so, there's a significant difference. Like, she's in Panama City, you know, getting her freak out and doing the threesomes and getting drunk. And he's in Panama City getting drunk, trying to convince every single woman to participate in a threesome.
Right.
And their paths didn't cross in Panama City. And now it is his life's mission to accomplish that goal.
Yeah.
All right. I just think they're at totally different stages.
Yeah.
You know, from a guy that's been with the same woman for 11 years now and married for 8, you start to become different people than you were, you know, 10 years ago or whatever. And you have to be flexible with each other. I mean, there's just no way you can stay the same.
Well, your respect level has to stay the same, though.
Mm-hmm.
You have to respect each other the same way that you did at the beginning and realize that you're going to change, he's going to change, and you've got to, like you said, you've got to be able to move with, you know, the ebbs and flows of the relationship, and he's got to be more respectful, because that's the thing, is he's not showing her the same respect that he did when they first met.
There have been a whole bunch of times in our relationship, mine and my wife's relationship, where we have had to sit down with each other and say, you know what was totally cool in the relationship when we first met, or even for the first couple of years, I can't handle anymore, and we've had to adjust to that. And I think it's kind of the same situation here, maybe. Hey, Michelle, you're on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. He should worship the ground she walks on. She's pregnant with his baby. Even though people do change, he needs to learn how to grow up. You know, when you have children, you do change.
Take the airbrush shirt off from PCB. Move on with your life.
He's still got a airbrushed, you know, license plate on the front of his car.
With 3 hearts, not just 2.
He's still walking around the dog with the leash, but there's no dog on it.
Right.
He's got his T-shirt actually says, Melissa and Jeff. In Jen, forever, all airbrushed.
With the palm tree.
Not a lot of people calling up saying, hey, it sounds great. Mm-hmm. Bring the woman in. What's your problem? Right. Hey, Bless, what's going on?
What's going on, Bert, babe? How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Now, I was actually saying that, one, if son is still doing this, still wants to bring the other woman in, then you might want to look in to see if he's creeping around.
Yeah,
because that kind of goes back to what Jim was just saying about respect. I'm wondering if when they were, you know, kind of swinging or interested in swinging in the beginning, if he respected her completely. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because if, one, she spoiled him. You know what I mean? Because she brought in the swinger from the beginning. So you gave him his cake and you let him eat him too. So he just continued to kick the bobo until he really got the cake and eating it too.
Mm-hmm.
So since that happened, now you're married, you all got kids. And, you know, a lot of men are scared to sleep with their wives or whomever when they're pregnant, which I think is the dumbest thing in the world, because that's when a woman is at her best. That's the best loving any man can get in the world, is when your woman is carrying your child. I don't care what nobody say. That's the best loving you're going to get. All I can say, baby, is keep your head up. You know what I'm saying? Don't let it stress you. He'll eventually calm down and get over it. Once you drop the baby, everything will probably go back to normal. But if not, then you might want to take the suggestion you're getting a bobo kick to you, and that he might still be out there creeping or swinging with somebody else and not you.
I think that she should bring this guy home and say, look, you want to have a three-way that way? I want to have a three-way with this guy.
Right.
Let's see how that works.
Right. That might work, too.
Yeah.
And then see how he would feel then.
Yeah.
She should. That's something she should do. She should bring
him
home.
Balance it out.
And then you can see how the tables turned. And if he disagree, then you already know that it was just BS from Jump Street. So all I can say is, baby, keep your head up. Congratulations on your baby. Good looking out, Bert, in the morning show. And everybody be easy.
Bless, I love when you call in, man. You got a green light, dude. Whenever you want to call in, get in, dude.
All right, I appreciate you, baby.
If I ever meet you in person, I'm going to be disappointed if you're not wearing a big clock around your neck.
No. Yeah, he was at Wellness One on Saturday. He's a cool
guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
He's cool.
That's cool.
Well, now, even swingers have a code. You know, like, I do think...
Swingers code.
Seriously. I mean, we've talked to swingers before. Again, it goes back to Jen's comment about respect level. I mean, even in the swingers community, couples can remain solid because they have a code between them, and I don't even think Melanie has that with her husband, you know?
It's like we can be with another couple, but once you start talking or once you start dating somebody outside of the three or four of us, that's when things get a little murky in that whole thing is what we've learned. All right, good morning, Melanie. You're back on the voice disguiser.
Okay.
I could take 100 calls, and nobody is calling up and saying this is a really great idea.
Well, you know, we have never actually been with another couple.
Right.
This is just something, you know, that was the thing in Panama City was before we got together. We didn't meet in Panama City. We met at a job that we both used to work at.
I think people were talking figuratively, though. Like, his mind is still in Panama City or whatever, and you're a mother now of two, and you're just not there. And most are calling up saying, hey, you know what, you've got to explain to him that that person is gone now.
And my concern also is, first of all, you mentioned in the email about the weight gain, so obviously you're self-conscious about that. Secondly, friends as well as your husband saying, oh, I can't wait to get back down to your regular size, whatever. So then there'll be that pressure to worry about after you have your child when you shouldn't have to worry about losing the baby fat, especially for purposes like this. And if you've never been with another couple with him, I don't think starting now is going to improve your relationship.
Right.
Because, right. I mean, if you bring another woman in, and let's say that she's, you know, in physical shape that's different than yours, and you're self-conscious even being with her, like, it's not going to ever be good for you to do that, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I think there are deeper issues between you and him.
Yeah.
That's what most are calling up and saying, Melanie.
Uh-huh.
You know, and this is a family, so you're going to have to, I don't know, you're just going to... Somehow you're going to have to communicate with your husband. I know he says he's tried, you've tried, but obviously whatever you're doing is not working, so you got to try something new.
Right.
Would he go to counseling with you?
I think he would, yes.
Yeah, well, there's a start.
Well, I think it's worth it. You got two children together.
Uh-huh. To save our marriage.
Yeah, well, you got
to. That's kind of important.
Yeah, you guys made a commitment to each other. You got to do everything, I think. Man, before you decide to go separate ways, you got to try everything.
Right.
All right, Melanie, we got to roll on.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Appreciate you calling.
The Bert Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight? but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects. That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's funny when people tell you that you look for like a celebrity, generally you're hoping they're going to say somebody good looking, you know? And then there's that moment when you realize that's not a flattering compliment at all. And
why
you start,
do people say it? Why would you go up to Jeff and say, man, you look like Chris Farley?
I know, right?
Why would you do that?
Good morning, Laura.
Hi.
Hi.
People tell me I look like Barbara Streisand.
Mm. That's not a good response, is it?
No, obviously. And it's opinion. A lot of older people think, you know, she's really beautiful. And so they're like, no, that's a compliment, but I'm just not seeing it.
A lot of older people have glaucoma, too.
That's generally what they try to say also when they see the disappointment in your face. Hey, you look like Robin Williams. And you're like, oh, you're an ass. They're like, no, that's a good thing. He's good looking.
No, like, how about this?
I know you're BSing me.
No, it's a good thing. He's funny.
Yeah, thanks.
Really? Why do I have to look like him?
Hey, Stacy,
so
you're
on Gallagher, but
you're on all the hits Q100.
How you doing, Bert?
All right.
Check it out, man. I'm like 6 feet tall, right? Mm-hmm. And people always tell me I look like Emmanuel Lewis, a.k.a. Webster.
Aww,
do you have Webster's
man.
Face?
Yeah.
That's got to look funny on a 6 foot tall guy. We're not laughing at you. We're just laughing near you.
No, hold on a second.
Underneath.
No, we are. We're laughing at you.
Yep. Okay.
Aww,
thanks, man. See ya.
Aww. How did I even say it? Like, I'm trying to think if I ever said somebody looked like a ugly actor or something. No, you just don't say it.
Phil has one of these. Let's try and guess what celebrity Phil has been told he looks like.
Some sort of NASCAR driver.
Who?
No, I'm saying somebody that would insult you. I don't know.
I got to back Jeff up on the Chris Farley thing because I think any big guy gets the Chris Farley reference because I get it all the time.
Oh, come on. Really?
Yeah, that and my buddy George, he gets it too. I get Chris
you
Farley.
You don't look anything like Chris Farley.
You do something funny or you do a sporadic movement. You're like, dude, you're just like Chris Farley. I get that and Kevin James from King of Queens.
Dude, I've gotten Kevin James
see that
before
at all.
Too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
I think
man.
if you're bigger and you're funny, they got to, you know, associate you with a fat comedian.
I've gotten Carney Wilson before the surgery. They've given me that, so I think it's just a big person thing. Mama Cass.
Candace, you're on all the hits Q100, hey?
Hi. I've been told that I look like Maya Bialik, the actress who played Blossom.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Oh.
I always get her and Punky Brewster mixed up because one of them's hot now.
Punky Brewster is hot.
Yeah, that would be Punky Brewster.
Soleil Moon Frye.
Oh, you're the other one.
And Maya Bialik she was a handsome fellow.
Good looking dude. Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
Hi.
I have been told Ricky Lake, but the thin Ricky Lake, which is non-existent, and I've been told, Jeff just said it, Carney Wilson, but, you know, after the surgery, it's really not making it any better.
That's jacked up, man. And you know that disappointing, you know, that...
No,
that time period where someone says you look like and you're hoping for somebody that's really good looking and they come out with Carney Wilson and it just ruins
thanks.
Your day.
You're like Demi Moore.
And this always happens like especially like if you're in a bar situation the person's a little lit when they come up to you. So the time
not seeing straight anyway.
They're already so they're invading like, your personal space. You're feeling their humidity.
Yeah,
and, like,
and they're like you look like and they're the ones that like over apologize if you're insulted by what they. No. Right. look. And then they come up with somebody else that is just as bad.
Hello, Kelly, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, I've been told that I look like Rosie O'Donnell, which was extremely devastating because I've always been a pretty hot-looking girl until I went home with a bartender and got used to that kind of life. And
what happened that night? What did that bartender serve you?
I was depressed for weeks.
Put you in the basement and just throw you nothing but angel food cake?
No, just drinking a lot and eating barfi.
Oh, is that? Oh, my poor thing. I'm sorry.
Hey, got me motivated. It's better now. But the thing is, I have long strawberry blonde hair, and I'm just like nothing. I look absolutely nothing like her.
That is a funny bit for Phil.
What's that?
Just send him out on the street to go up to, like, you know, hey, go up to, like, a really tall black guy and go, you know who you look like? The dad on Family Ties. What was his name? And just have it be not no even one in, close.
What's up, Casey?
Hey, I was just going to say, we were in the grocery store the other day, and my son, he's 4, and this guy's walking by us, and he goes, hey, you look just like Shrek. And I was like, oh, honey, I don't think that was very nice. And I think the man got mad, actually. He, like, looked at him. I was like, oh, no, that wasn't a good thing. And
he got mad because your son called him a green ogre.
You can't get mad at kids, though.
Like, they have immunity. They don't know any better.
Every time my kid sees an older man with a beard and a mustache, he yells out Santa Claus every single time. There's nothing you can do about it, man.
I think Shrek, Santa Claus, I think those are two different.
Yeah.
Either way, you're kind of screwed if you're on the receiving end.
Santa Claus is like a legendary, you know, American or folklore, and Shrek is an animated green ogre.
Okay, now I see the difference.
Get it? The Burt Show.